just a tool. And you can either use that tool to create the life you want, or you cannot use it and keep just shooting from the hip and not getting where you want to go.
If you're avoiding a budget because you're afraid of what's happening, if you actually start to pay attention to your problem, it's much smaller than you believe it to be.
Welcome to the Rad Money Podcast. We're Rebecca
and Dylan, husband and wife and financial coaches for married couples.
Do you and your spouse want to reach financial freedom and start building wealth, but you're not sure where to start?
Have you tried to budget and pay off debt, yet you struggle to see your net worth actually increase?
Rad Money is the finance podcast that helps millennial married couples get on the same page about one of the toughest topics they will face in their marriage.
Our goal is to help you and your spouse work together to reach your financial goals and strengthen your marriage along the way.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Rad Money Podcast. Today we are debunking myths around budgeting that are keeping you stuck. They're keeping you from doing something that's really important and is actually incredibly helpful if you want to improve your financial situation. If you want to really take control of your financial life, which really means you're taking control of your life in
Yes.
a lot of ways, you have to master budgeting. It is a really powerful first step for anybody, no matter how much money you make. No matter how long you've been budgeting, if you haven't truly mastered it, you're going to want to listen to this episode.
Yeah, this is the foundation. This is where we start with our clients, is talking about their budget and talking about their mindset around money. And this is really crucial, because if we don't go through how to manage their money through a budget, we actually don't get success with our clients.
No.
It's that fundamental to the client's success, to understand their numbers, how much money they're making and where they're spending it. And what ends up happening is, as people practice this week after week, they start to get really good at it and they start to make improvements and they start to enjoy the budgeting process.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, those clients who we've had who are resistant to budgeting and they are believing these budgeting myths that we're going to debunk today, and they're saying, oh, I shouldn't have to do this. There's got to be another way. They try to avoid it and they skate around it. They really struggle to get results. They struggle for it to really pay off.
Yeah.
The work that we do, it doesn't work as well for those who are so resistant to this. And that's going to be the case if they did it themselves too. Budgeting really is just so crucial, unless you just have more money than God. Budgeting is just so critical.
Well, I say the only exception I've ever had with this was someone who was really good at sales in like a software company. And what he ended up doing was he would pay himself first and put thousands of dollars into savings and investments. And then he'd leave himself a couple thousand dollars to live off of. But it was because he made so much money that he didn't actually have to budget to make the goals happen.
But he had spending habits, right, that were still in line with it. Like, he forced himself to live within a set amount of that money.
Right.
And the rest of it was going where it needed to go. That is just, those are exceptions, not the rules.
Exactly.
And if you spend all of your money and you're not saving consistently, you're not investing consistently, you have to budget. So it, like, you can make as much money as he does and still spend it all, still not be reaching your goals, et cetera, then you need a budget,
mm-hmm.
right? But for someone who's like that dialed, yeah, we can scoosh past that a little bit. I've had multiple clients who they do make enough money and they're well-informed enough about their habits, or they're just not really spenders, that sort of thing. Like, they just make really good money decisions, but they need strategy. Okay, yeah, we don't focus as much on the budget.
Yeah.
Those clients, though, like ourselves, exception, not the rule. But also, they earned the right to get to that position. They had a season in their life where they budgeted very well and they became creatures of habit.
Yep.
So they didn't have to monitor it as closely, because now they're like, okay, I know what I do. I know how I spend my money. We're good.
You know, right.
I'm hitting my marks. We're good. But anybody who wants to start this process, you have to start with the budget, because otherwise you're just not going to have the information that you need to make progress.
Yep. If you end every month and you don't have money left over in your pocket, you're going to want a budget.
So that's why we thought that this would be a great topic for us to talk about on the podcast, because there's just so many myths about budgeting that really need to be debunked. And they are perpetuated in a lot of different ways, from money conversations that we have with people to social media saying, oh, you don't really need a budget, you just do this other thing. But there's advice from like all sorts of different places. Budgeting is bad.
Yep.
Budgeting is something that is only for broke people, things like that. But these can prevent you from taking a really important step on your journey to financial freedom.
Yeah, and really our goal is to debunk these things so that you are comfortable with budgeting and you go and do the work that's necessary so that you can reach your financial goals. The budget is the tool that helps you get there and it helps you succeed. It helps you understand how you're using and spending your money.
Yeah, and you know, if you've listened to the podcast before, that we are not going to be that financial coach who calls a budget something like a spending plan or money plan or something that's, you know, avoiding the word budget.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to do that, because you don't get better by us coddling you. It's just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either use that tool to create the life you want, or you cannot use it and keep just shooting from the hip and not getting where you want to go. But us calling it something else is not going to help you.
You're way more capable than you think. And if a term is holding you back from actually doing the work that's necessary, there's probably something deeper down that you're trying to avoid. A crippling amount of debt or some other financial problem. And budgets aren't necessarily, it's not the budget itself. It's the reality that will present itself when you open up the budget. But the only way to actually confront that problem is to open up the budget and start doing the work. But I guarantee one thing, that if you're avoiding a budget because you're afraid of what's happening, if you actually start to do the work and you start to pay attention to your problem, it's much smaller than you believe it to be. Just opening up the bank account for the first time in 6 months can feel scary, but it also makes the problem a lot smaller because you actually know what it is.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've done that with clients. And it's just like, just facing it, it isn't as bad as you really think it is.
Yeah, you're just making it up in your head.
90% of the time, your anxiety is just taking control of it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But rather than try and protect you from the word budget or the reality of your financial circumstances, if they really are very challenging, which a lot of people, it is, we're not going to protect you from those things that are difficult. We're going to help you overcome those challenges. We're going to help you come up with a plan that gets you to where you want to go using the budget as a tool, but we're going to help you develop a growth mindset for these things and understand that these are allowing you to take control of your life. It's not something that is controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, let's jump into our first budgeting myth.
Which is, you only need to budget if you're broke. I really hate this myth, is that broke people need a budget. The whole mentality and mindset around it, that it's just like, oh, if I have to do this, I must be in a financially bad situation, that the only option I have is budgeting. But it's totally not the case at all. Budgeting is the ability to choose how you spend your money, no matter how much you make. If you don't make a lot of money, it's really important to manage it well. But if you make a lot of money, it's even more important to manage it well so that you don't just frivolously spend it away. And a budget helps you do that.
Yeah, a budget has nothing to do with how much money you make. It has to do with how intentional do you want to be with that money.
Yeah.
Because you could be making $40,000 a year and decide to use a budget and you're using that budget just to survive. But you could also be making $100,000 a year and you're still living paycheck to paycheck, you're still swimming in debt and you still don't have any money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're avoiding a budget because you think that your high salary makes you somehow better than a budget. And that's just not accurate because it's just about being intentional with the money that you make. And honestly, honoring the fact that you spend so much time and effort to earn that money. So why wouldn't you put at least a little bit of that same time and effort into how you manage it? It's not about how much money you make. It's just about managing it well.
Yeah. So the next myth is that budgeting is restrictive and creates a scarcity mindset. But it's not the budget that's limiting you. It is your mindset.
You just can't believe the lie that because you're telling yourself, okay, that's outside of my budget, I can't afford this, that's somehow living in scarcity. I think so many people think that just because you have to live within your means, that's a scarcity mindset.
Right.
Like, you should have an abundance mindset. Okay, so what does that mean? So an abundance mindset means I go into debt until magically my problems go away? I mean, it's just living in la-la land.
Yeah, well, life is full of trade-offs. You know, it's like, you know, I can either hang out with my one friend or I can hang out with my wife. I can either go out rock climbing today or I can go on a hike. Life is full of trade-offs. And the same is true with your money. It's not a limiting mindset at all when you have a budget. It's actually helps you create a growth mindset because you're putting the money towards what you actually want.
Yeah, I think it's actually more, you know, based in scarcity to just let your money go wherever you want and possibly, usually, not towards things that you actually value. So that's not adding significant joy to your life.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you're intentionally using a budget to buy things or do things that are really important to you and create abundance in your life, bring joy into your life. So maybe that means that you have more savings, more money in your investment accounts. You have that emergency fund. So you're not living in fear, because I very much associate fear with scarcity.
Yeah.
But you're using your money very intentionally to create the life that you desire. But no one has an unlimited income. Everybody has a cap on what they can spend without getting themselves in trouble. And creating a negative mm-hmm. situation for themselves. So that's what really matters most, is you're just protecting yourself from going into a really bad situation.
Yeah. This one in particular is about flipping your focus. So you can either focus on what you can't have or cannot have, whereas a budget, actually, you flip the focus on what you can have. You get to actually intentionally put your money towards the things that are really important to you. So your budget isn't saying you can't do these things. You say to yourself, how do I prioritize the things that are most important to me and put those in my budget? And then you eliminate all the fluff and the nonsense that isn't adding any real value to your life. That's what the budget actually does.
Yeah, but you're really, the only thing that's restricting isn't your budget, it's your income, which you should absolutely have a strategy to increase that too, if that's what you want to do. But it's just not the budget. That's the problem. So myth three is that I don't need the budget. I just need a higher income. So very similar, but different. So, but the thing is here, no one accidentally becomes wealthy. So no matter, like we said before, no matter how much money you make, a budget is really important. And the solution to your financial troubles is not just to earn more money.
Yeah, we've asked this question before. Do you think it's easier to increase your income or start to decrease your expenses? Decreasing your expenses is the one thing that's easier to do right now in this particular moment. Increasing my income takes time, effort, energy to get that raise or find a new job or whatever it is. Whereas I can start to look at my budget as ways to decrease unnecessary expenses and then have more money in my pocket.
Yeah, and then the other thing too is if you can't manage the money that you make now, who's to say that making more money, you'll make better decisions with that money?
Oh, totally.
This is lifestyle creep.
Yeah.
This is what most people fall into, is they get that raise, they make more money, they get a windfall, et cetera. And instead of using that money very intentionally to go towards their financial goals or just to create the life that they truly want, they use it very spontaneously, without purpose, without a plan. And next thing they know, they have golden handcuffs because the cost to just keep up with all of those new expenses, to make the car payments, to pay that mortgage on the really big house, all of those different things keep you stuck in, use up all of your income so that you don't have enough to save or invest afterwards. And it definitely makes it harder to think that you'll ever retire or be able to leave your really high paying job, even though you hate it.
Yeah, this becomes a cycle. Basically, if more income is the only solution to your problem, then every time you make more income, you're going to need to make more income. It'll become a cycle of, I made another $10,000 this year, and then next year you're going to need another 10, and next year you're going to need another 15, and the process continues over and over and over again. So the way to really beat that, if you need more income, is to learn how to budget and manage what you have already.
Yeah, because odds are pretty good that if you're not optimizing your current income, a higher income will not be used in a strategic way. So you have to start to optimize now so that when you do increase, like we said, you need to have a strategy to increase your income as well. But once that actually happens, you'll already have a system that now that extra income is really helping you get to your goals faster.
Mm-hmm.
You're using it in a way that you're super stoked about, and it's not just like disappearing into a bunch of random things.
Yeah. So the next myth is that I'm not good at budgeting, so why bother with it? And actually, to a certain extent, this isn't necessarily a myth when you first start doing anything. Whenever we start something new, we're always going to suck at it, no matter what the thing is. But
yeah, no one's naturally good at budgeting.
Yeah, but it's a skill. And like any other skill, the more you practice, the better you become.
Yeah, and there are plenty of people who have a PhD in economics or business analysts, et cetera. They still struggle with like a personal budget. This habit is different than all of those other things. So nobody's naturally good at this. It's a skill that you're going to have to get better at over time. So yeah, this myth is, there's kind of some truth in it, but it's not a permanent thing.
Right.
That's really how we're debunking this one, is that it's something that, yes, you're probably not good at budgeting right now, but you can get good at it.
Yeah.
And once you do, it's going to be incredibly empowering.
Right. This is about putting in the rep. So the more often that you work on your budget, that you're checking in, you're tracking your expenses, the better you're going to become at understanding your habits and behaviors and how you're managing your money as a whole. So the more often you show up, and the quicker you're going to get better at this skill.
Yeah. But also, while like this might sound a little bit frustrating, like, oh yeah, I am bad at budgeting, everybody's bad at budgeting, et cetera. But for all the perfectionists out there, like, this is actually really, really good news, because it's permission for you to fail.
Right.
You absolutely, yeah, you're going to suck at it. And that's totally okay.
Right.
Because you're going to get better, and that's all right. And I think that this is something that so many people that I work with struggle with a lot when it comes to this skill in particular, is that they feel like because they can't get it perfect, then it's not going to work. And it's like, no, your budget is a living, breathing document, and it's something that you're going to be getting better at. It's also something that's just going to get more accurate over time, the more that you get to know your spending habits, et cetera. So it's really permission to say, yes, it's messy, especially at first, but that's okay.
Right.
And it's just part of the process. So let's just get messy and let's just start to get better at it.
Yeah, because the only way to get good at something is to do it and practice and fail over and over again.
Yeah. Okay, and the fifth and final myth that we're going to debunk today is that budgeting is boring. This one's similar to the last one. It's not entirely a myth. It's not the most fun thing that you will ever do. This is not like some adrenaline junkie sort of pastime.
Nope.
I mean, some of us do genuinely enjoy looking at the numbers and watching our progress and things like that.
But, right, but for the non-nerds out there, this one you can relate to.
Yeah, exactly. So while it's not exactly thrilling, look at budgeting through the right lens. It can be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say if budgeting seems boring to you, then connect with why it's important to you. What is the purpose behind budgeting? Is it to help you pay off debt? Is it to become financially free, to buy your first house? Find that connection of why budgeting is going to make your life better. And that will help you connect with the process of budgeting each and every week.
Yeah. But similar to the last myth of, you know, I'm just not good at budgeting. Okay, well, then that's probably why you think it's really boring and terrible and not fun, is because you just haven't gotten good at it yet. You haven't learned it yet. And so, of course, that's not fun for you because you feel like a failure. And you have to look at your reality of what is my financial situation. Oh, look, I'm still in debt. Isn't that so fun? You know, it's challenging. It's hard to look at. But once you get good at budgeting, once you really learn the skill, you really get better at it. And then once you start to make consistent progress towards your goals, those feelings go away.
Yeah.
So all that negativity starts to disappear because you did the work, you made the progress, you reached the goals, and now, oh, wow, my debt is going down. Oh, I like doing these check-ins because I'm looking at my progress and I'm feeling really good about myself. So it's all about pushing through that initial resistance of I'm not good at this or this is so boring. Those are the reasons why you're not good at it and why it's so boring is because it's hard. You haven't ever learned how to do it. And every time you look at it, it's only giving you bad news.
Right.
But if you stick with it, eventually it'll turn into good news and then it'll become a positive thing that you're like, yes, I am killing it.
Yeah, you'll start to associate all the progress that comes with budgeting to the actual budget, and then you'll be excited to sit down with it. And the more you practice this, one of the other things we haven't mentioned yet is that the faster it becomes.
Yes.
So this thing that used to take maybe an hour to do is now a 10-minute check-in once a week to just make sure you're sticking to your plan and you're making progress towards what you need to do and maybe making an adjustment here and there.
Yeah, it just gets so much easier.
Yeah.
And obviously that happens a lot faster when you work with someone. When someone is there by your side who has helped hundreds of people do it, who has taught so many people how to budget effectively, because it's so much more than just tracking your expenses. It's so much more than just creating a plan and never looking at it again. There's a lot to it to be successful. And so when you work with someone side by side who can help you make a budget that's custom for you and isn't based off of things just like, oh, this is how much you spent last month. So yeah, just do that again. You should be fine, you know, which is all this automation.
Yeah.
You're working with someone who's going to help you make the changes that you want to make, see the progress that you really want to see, and get better at the skill every single week, every single month. It's really helpful and it shortens the amount of time that you're just like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. I don't like this. This is scarcity. This is boring. This is not fun. I'm bad at this. That's going to be a lot less time when you work with someone who says, okay, here's all you have to do. It's really that it's this simple, right? But when you're just piecemealing it all together and you're trying to take in a whole lot of advice from a bunch of different people and then apply it to your life yourself, that's really challenging. But if you know that budgeting is really important and you've come up to bat a handful of times, so you download the app, you'll create a budget, but then it just becomes too much or you're hitting a brick wall and it just feels like you can't break through, but you want someone to help show you exactly what to do, then we highly recommend that you book a strategy call so that I can take a look at your budget with you, help give you some advice on how to make it better. Or if you're interested, we can even talk about working with Dylan or myself, having us in your corner to help you master this skill once and for all so that you can make the progress that you really want to make. So that's this week's episode. Until next time, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Dylan.
And we're Rad Coaches.